Isaiah is promising a day of peace, a day when God is worshipped above all other gods, when all the nations are gathered together, not in war, but in peaceful harmony, living under the ways of the Lord. And not only that, it will be so peaceful that there will be no need for defenses, no swords, no spears. We will be able to attend to what we're made for, stewarding God's creation. So in this season of Advent, we're waiting for that day. We're waiting for the day when Jesus comes and establishes the worship of him above all others. When all of the nations will bow, when every knee will bow, when every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. When there are people gathered from every tribe, nation, and tongue in worship of the true God, and will experience true peace. But even now, because Jesus came into the world, because he was born in Bethlehem to Mary and Joseph, because he ministered in this world, because of the coming of the Son of God as man, we are able to live in greater peace, especially internal peace, but even in proximate peace while we wait for that full day of peaceful community. This day of peace comes when Jesus and the Lord are lifted up as the highest worshipers. In James chapter 4, we're told that the sources of our quarreling and our infighting come. Why? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and you do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. So much of our aggression, our violence, our warfare, our lack of peaceful community is because we make ourselves the highest end. Rather than glorifying God, we turn towards other idols, other false gods to build ourselves up. We try to attain to the level of God with our own righteousness. Jesus comes and exposes how far short we fall. And instead of relying on ourselves, he shows that the way to holiness is through him, who points the way to the true God. And in so doing, he shows us that the way of God is not warfare. The way of God is not rejection. The way of God is steadfast love and faithfulness. Jesus comes to serve his enemies, to love his enemies, to lay down his life for his enemies. And so within the church, we see the nations coming in, people gather together in the name of Christ, loving one another and serving one another. The world knowing Christ when we love one another the way that Christ has loved us. We can experience peace when we're not trying to live for our own glory, but for the glory of the true God, which then allows us to be at peace with our neighbors. But one of the things we realize is that even if we seek to be peacemakers, even if we lay down our lives for others, even if we are servants in pursuit of peace, that there is still the possibility of attack, of persecution, that some people are unwilling to live at peace with us. And it's often when this struggle is very real for us that we can be tempted to be self-protectionistic, when we can be tempted to gain at power, whether political power or military power, and end up so dividing and causing a lack of peace and a lack of community, where we want to build up those that are like us, who dress like us, who look like us, who vote like us. And so the last thing that's encouraging here is that Jesus judges between the nations, and he shall decide disputes for many peoples. That is, Jesus comes to establish justice, that rather than us fighting for what's right, Jesus maintains order. And that the enemies of peace will not prevail. When we're afraid, when we feel insecure, it's hard to live at peace. But Jesus came to defeat the last enemy, death. And that's what allows us to pursue peace now. That even when famine and nakedness and the sword come, we know that because Jesus rose from the dead, nothing can separate us from his love. That we can die to ourselves for the sake of loving our enemies. We can care for the orphan. We can spend time with the widow. We can tear down that which destroys in order to build up which unifies. Not because people might accept it, but because we know that even if we are attacked, even if we are robbed, even if we are stripped of power, even if we are beaten, even if we are jailed, even if we are killed, When we do it in the name of Christ, trusting in Him, then we have the expectation that even death is not the end. And then therefore we can have a place in this eternal peace, a community where we have no fear of our enemies, because what can they do but kill us? Yet even in death we have victory because Christ rose from the dead. I wish we had had the time to reflect on this more, and that I could have spent more time on the passage, and I know that in shortening it, we've glossed over a lot. But in our times of division, when we feel attacked, when we are prone to defensiveness, Isaiah 2 reminds us that Jesus is coming to restore peace, to point us to the living God, to bring us to the living God by dying so that we might live. And that gives us the hope and power to love our enemies and pursue peace even now as we wait for that day. Thanks. Have a blessed Lord's Day.